The state's top law enforcement officer says he will take action if the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, DACA, isn't gone by the summer. Attorney General Ken Paxton told the U.S. Supreme Court last week he would file suit against the federal government if it's not shut down.
Joining us to talk about why is Attorney General Ken Paxton. Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to do it.
The president announced he'd end DACA by March after the state of Texas threatened to sue to have the program declared unconstitutional. Several states have joined us in the fight. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
So the challenge that we had during the Obama administration is over and over, he would put forward policies either from his agency or through some executive order that were unconstitutional, that should have been done by Congress. And so we challenged him over and over. I think Greg Abbott sued him 31 times in 6 years. I sued him 27 times in 27 months. And it was largely over that issue, this idea that there is separation of powers and the legislature has to make law and the president can't do it. And in this case with DACA, the president made up the law, admitted he made it up. And if we allow this to happen, then we're allowing president powers that he does not have under the Constitution.
Is it unusual for attorneys general or governors to press the Supreme Court on national matters like this?
So it is unusual. It's something relatively new, at least in this magnitude that we've seen. And I think that President Obama had decided after his first 2 years having a Democratic Congress, and then all of a sudden he had a Republican Congress, and instead of working with Congress like other presidents have done, he decided to ignore that route and start making up law. So he forced the states into action, and fortunately, the states stepped in, including Texas. Otherwise, we would have significantly changed the way this country was founded and the whole idea of having different branches of government have different roles. It would also affected states' rights, because the states were losing their rights to the federal government as well through actions by the Obama administration.
We're talking with State Attorney General Ken Paxton. The president has sort of really done an about-face on this DACA program, and he's supposed to release his version any day now. And he's going to give Dreamers a path to citizenship, it seems. Is that enough for you, or will you still sue the federal government?
No, if Congress passes something, my whole part in this is to make sure that the Constitution's followed, the laws are followed. If Congress actually passes something related to this, it's clearly in their power to do so. So as long as it's done the right way, you won't see a lawsuit from us.
How are you feeling about the president's push for a wall on our border with Mexico and the chances for that actually being built? Or is that going to be a bargaining chip?
So I think Texans have been begging for decades for some type of border security. And so There was some done during the Bush administration along El Paso border, right? I think they built a fairly long fence of about 130 miles. That made a significant difference. El Paso went from one of the highest crime cities in America to now one of the lowest. They often come in as one of the very lowest cities for crime in the United States. And so we know that border security can be impacted largely by some type of wall or fence. And so whether that's the right approach along the entire border, I'm not sure. I think he also wants to add more border agents, use technology more significantly in protecting the border. So as long as there's some way to protect the border, I think you'll find most Texans will be pretty happy.
Switching gears a little, you're running for re-election. You don't face an opponent in the March primary, but you do have a Democratic challenger, Justin Nelson. Do you think the fraud charges that are currently pending against you will have any effect on the race?
No, those have been out there for 3 years. Those are not true, and they will be gone at some point. And this guy needs to run on something other than those.
Also, your wife is campaigning for state senate in Collin County. What do you think it'll take for her to beat Philip Huffines?
I think she has I think she's going to win. She's lived in the district for 21 years. He obviously just moved in to run. She's well known in the community. She had over 1,100 people endorse her in the first week. Almost every elected official, almost every conservative group, either in the county and outside of the county, have endorsed her. And I think that the people of the county want somebody that's actually lived there.
Talking with State Attorney General Ken Paxton, one more question for you, Mr. Paxton, before we let you go. Texas still recovering, of course, from Hurricane Harvey. So many people who suffered so terribly by that uh, by that storm, still suffering, still trying to get help from the federal government, and now having to deal with a lot of unscrupulous business people looking to profit off of their misery. What advice would you have for those people?
You know, one, I would make sure they get referrals as much as possible. Don't necessarily do a deal with the first person that comes to your door. I think referrals, would help with a lot of that, knowing that, you know, one of your friends or somebody you trust has worked with that person. And then if you see anything, you know, untoward, or you feel like something wrong is going on, certainly report it to my consumer fraud division. We have a online website that you can call or email or call, and we're certainly happy to look into those type of issues.
Just real quick, what are you hoping to hear from the president with his State of the State address, State of the Union address?
You know, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a very positive message, and I think he's going to focus on all that's gone on with his tax cuts and cutting regulation, how it's impacted the economy. I think he's going to talk about immigration and what we just talked about, securing the border. Infrastructure, I think he has a huge program to improve our infrastructure. It's obviously needed in this country, and I think you're going to hear about trade and then also national security. So obviously he's done more, in the last year to wipe out ISIS than certainly what our previous president did, allowing it to grow.
Mr. Paxton, thank you. We appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. There's Ken Paxton, State Attorney General.